Stream is up in 5, 4, 3, 2. And there it is. Welcome back to O'Malley Live. And today's going to be an episode of the cycling vlog for January 5th, as you were, July 5th, 2018. Wow. Can't hardly speak today. But anyway, I want to discuss again flexibility. Sort of revisiting that, beings that you're training now should be in a full go type scenario. We're not holding anything back anymore. The all of your base work should be pretty much done. If it's not, you'll have to sort of fine tune and tweak, because the biggest part of the cream that you're going to build for the top of your pyramid, that's going to be a big part of what you do between now and September. And with that being said, staying flexible, and I mean, I'm not talking about just stretching out a little bit after a ride. I'm talking about, you know, you get up in the morning, maybe you spend 20 minutes to a half hour limbering up some lower back, especially depending on how aggressive that your time trial position is. Because I know myself in particular, the mornings tend to be rough anyway, and if I take my time trial bike to work, sometimes getting yourself in that position and staying there at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, sometimes it's not that pleasant. So with that being said, we want to start working hard on flexibility, and not 100% for the reason of the ride. Injury, now that you're sort of running at the top end of your ability, that's where maximum force is. The potential for injury there, especially on a bike, for some reason, tends to be a lot greater, in my opinion. I don't know, I'm not any type of certified trainer, but on a bike, any little injuries like problems with knees or backs or hamstrings, glutes, that type of thing, tend to be when people are really starting to get after it. Not so much on their base miles, but the top end stuff. So with that being said, right now I stretch twice a day. Before I go to work, I don't like doing a lot of just like elongation stretches. I like to do stretches that have movement. I don't want the muscle to be relaxed when I get on the bike. I want it to be limber. But if it's relaxed and I start sort of jerking it around, I mean, that's going to cause some goofy things. When I get to work, after I get off the bike, that's when I do those types of stretches. So, and again, I do the same thing on the way home. And really concentrating on exactly how far that you can bend in certain ways. You want to make sure that you can bend past certain ways as far as how far forward, maybe, because flexibility and strength have to work together. They can't, if they're fighting each other, all kinds of weird stuff's going to happen. So that's what I got for today. The time trial for this weekend is the well, heck, I can say it. It's my channel. It's called the Oh Shit Time Trial. Check them out on Facebook. It's in Wayne County, and it's a really neat course. There's a good part of it that was part of the time trial series that I did a couple years ago. But I'm going to try and bring some video footage from there. Maybe even talk to some of the people that run it. But that's what I got. Let me know what you think of the videos. Again, if you like it, hit the like button. If you don't like it, there's a thumbs down. let me know why. If you really like it, hit the subscribe button. There's more. There's an all audio version of the cycling vlog. And there's just, I don't know, I think there's 10 different full, 9 or 10 different full audio ways that you can listen to this if you don't want to see it on the YouTube channel. And then, wait a second, let me get my advertisement. You can visit these sites as well, and we'll go from there. Until next time, stay sharp, keep a tight shot group, and rock on.